here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 14th of June, 2009. It's Flag Day in the United States. It was on this day, 1777. The government officially adopted the Stars and Stripes as our national flag. It's the birthday of John Edgar Wideman, born in Washington, D.C., 1941, grew up in Pittsburgh. He was a basketball star. He won prizes for creative writing, went to the Iowa Writers' Workshop to write about jazz and basketball and about race. He wrote a memoir, Hoop Roots, in 2001. John Edgar Wideman, who said, "Good writing is always about things that are important to you, things that are scary to you, things that eat you up. But the writing is a way of not allowing those things to destroy you." It's the birthday of Diablo Cody, born Brooke Busey in Lamont, Illinois, 1978. She was a stripper for a time and wrote a blog about that, and then a memoir, Candy Girl, A Year in the Life of an Unlikely Stripper, came out in 2005. Her agent suggested she write a screenplay, and in just a couple of months, sitting with her laptop in the Starbucks in a Target store in Minneapolis, she wrote the screenplay for Juno, which was a big hit in 2007, got great reviews, and was the highest-grossing movie in the history of Fox Searchlight Pictures. It's the birthday of John Bartlett, he of Bartlett's Quotations. He was born in Plymouth, Massachusetts, 1820, worked at the University Bookstore in Cambridge, and was so good at memorizing quotations and trivia that people would come and ask him who had said what, and so published his Familiar Quotations in 1855. It's now in its 17th edition. And it's the birthday of the author of Uncle Tom's Cabin, Harriet Beecher Stowe, born Litchfield, Connecticut, 1811. The book came out in 1852. Harriet Beecher Stowe lived for many years in Cincinnati, just across the Ohio River from Kentucky, a slave state. Uncle Tom's Cabin, which sold more than 10,000 copies in its first week of publication, went on to become a huge bestseller. Here's a poem for today by Jane Kenyon entitled Yard Sale. Under the stupefying sun, my family's belongings lie on the lawn or heaped on borrowed card tables in the gloom of the garage. Platters, frying pans, our dead dog's dish, box upon box of sheet music, a wad of my father's pure linen hand-rolled handkerchiefs, and his books on the subsistence farm, a dream for which his constitution ill-suited him. My niece dips seashells in a glass of Coke, sand streaks giddily between bubbles to the bottom. Brown runnels seem to scar her arm. Do something silly, she begs her aunt. Listless, I put a lampshade on my head, not good enough. My brother takes pity on her, and they go walking together along the river in places that seemed numinous when we were five and held hands with our young parents. She comes back triumphant with a plastic pellet box the size of a bar of soap, which her father has clipped to the pouch of her denim overalls. In it, a snail with a slate-blue shell and a few blades of grass to make it feel at home. Hours pass. We close the metal strong box and sit down, stunned by divestiture. What would he say? My niece produces drawings and hands them over shyly. A house with flowers, family standing shoulder to shoulder, near the door, under an affable sun, and one she calls Ghost with Long Legs. Yard Sale, a poem by Jane Kenyon from her collection Otherwise, New and Selected Poems, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.